This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Progress. Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Bruchim Abam. Hope everybody's doing well. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. Some clarification from yesterday. Yesterday we were introduced to a number of concepts. We were introduced to the concept of Amar HaShachar, Allah Amar HaShachar, or Alois HaShachar. We're introduced to the concept of Heir Pnei Mizrach. We're introduced to the concept of Mishayakir and Hanetz HaChama. So let's define. Alois HaShachar, according to most Poskim, is not a Zman to do anything. You can't do anything then. What is Alois HaShachar? Is the morning begin to slightly crack, to burst forth from the horizon. So that doesn't have to be the orb of the sun itself. It's even before that. Alois HaShachar is the light of the sun coming forth from the eastern horizon. Now, for sure, before that, you can't do anything. But even at this time, when you see some light on the eastern horizon, you can't do anything. Even b'di'eved, very likely you'll have to do everything again. Then there's another zman. The next zman is Heir Pnei HaMizrach, where the whole eastern horizon is lit up. That zman will be okay for Shachris b'di'eved, or for Krishma b'di'eved, or b'shas hadchak. Then Mishayakir. Yesterday we spoke about many, many different shitos of Mishayakir, something between 30 and 40 minutes before Netz. Netz HaChama is when the sun rises, but it's not enough to rise where it rises above the horizon. The Mishnah Berurah says it has to rise above the Rashi Haharim. The Chama is Maschelis Lizrayach, it's shining on the top of the mountains. So the fact that you see it above the horizon, don't make your Shachris based on that. It has to be sent out. You don't have mountains, move. Go to a different city. No. You have to know, it's a Zman. Find out what time the sun would begin to shine on the top of the mountains in a place. In other words, you know, if the sun is here on the horizon, it would be shining on top of the mountains. That would be good. You'll have to figure out what time that is. But you
in the world, huh?
What?
How's it here? Mountains are different heights in the world.
Okay, this is not meant to be a shear for a person to say, look, right now I'm going to go out and I'm going to figure out, based on the way it looks, what time Shachris is.
Chazal come up with it based on this definition?
Chazal didn't invent it. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. This is Torah.
It has to be workable.
Yeah, it does, but it doesn't have to be workable in every single place in the world. You don't have to be able to walk outside and determine the Zmanim. No, there's no Mesoira that you could walk outside. For sure not. Ramosha said he went out to the Catskills many times to determine what time the Zman is in the city. Whoa, why have to go out to the Catskills? Go to the city. The answer is, Hashem never told Moshe Rabbeinu that at your address, where you live, in Neve Yaakov, when you walk out of your merpeset, you could determine what time Zmanim are. No, doesn't go by that. You might have to travel out to the Catskill Mountains, or there's a Sefer by Rabbi Yosef Schwartz, who he traveled the length and breadth of Eretz Yisrael. He traveled up mountains hundreds of times to determine the Zmanim. Well, why would he have to do that? You're right. But we need to, after a tremendous amount of research in locations where it will be easier to see, we could then determine what the Zmanim are where we live. But we were never given a haftacha that when you walk outside, you could look outside and say, hey, it's Shkia, it's Seis, look, the Gemara always talks about To B'yoyim HaMa'unan. Well, what do you mean? It's not a mistake. This is the way it looks. Pal, nobody told, you were never told. When Moses came down from Sinai, he never said that what it looks to you as a Zman is officially the Zman.
Isn't that what it is in the Beis Heir Pnei HaMizrach? They look.
Yeah, but they didn't always get it right. but it doesn't mean it's right. And doesn't mean that's the way to do it.
That is the common Menahag in Eretz Yisrael.
To do what?
To see the sun rising from wherever you are.
That's not what the Mishnah Berurah says. He asha she'achama mascheles lizrach. The common minug in America is you check out what the zmanim are. Whatever it says on the zmanim chart, that's what time you daven. Where does it say you could go outside and determine zmanim by the way it looks? I mean, the Gemara says in Sipairi or in, you know, they had different. They couldn't just go by the way it looked. They had to wait longer. Anyway, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. He asha shachama masal lizrach barashi aharem.
What does that mean, barashi aharem?
I guess the rays of sun get to the top. In other words, the fact that a little bit of the orb of the sun is apparent above the horizon is not going to cut it. It has to be enough light that the light of the sun is already reaching the top of the mountain.
It means that you can see in the horizon above the mountain, on the horizon, the sun rising above the mountains.
So that's even later. That really? That's 11:30 a.m. That's when you could have in Shachris?
That's what you mean. The sun coming up, you know, don't have to chop out the mountains on the horizon. Don't have to chop as if they're not there. Even if there are mountains that are bothering you from seeing the sun rising above the sea, you'll go with the mountains.
What do you mean you'll go with the mountains? When the orb of the sun appears on the top of the mountain?
Above the mountains on the horizon.
I don't understand what you're saying. The horizon is a 1,000 feet below the mountain.
That's right.
So where does the sun have to rise above? The horizon or the mountain?
If there are mountains, then the sun will rise from above the mountain, there in the distance. I don't have to calculate as if the mountains are not there.
So it has to be higher, much later. Yeah? Yes,
yes.
And... what?
Much later.
Of course, much later. Much later. Could be an hour later. Avada.
No.
What are you talking about? No, I don't think he means the orb of the sun. I don't think that's right. He doesn't mean the orb of the sun has to be apparent over the mountain, because that's much, much later than the horizon. I think he means the rays of the sun that are rising above the horizon reach the top of the mountain. He doesn't say the chama is seen. He doesn't say the orb of the chama is seen above the mountain. He says that the sun is shining above the mountain. That means the zrichas hachama is apparent above the mountain. Okay, let's continue. We're up to Sifkatan Dalid. So the Mechaber says, Im hispalel misha'ala amara shachar, veheir pnei ha-mizrach, yatsa. Fidavind from Alois, and it's Heir Kol Pnei HaMizrach Yatsa, B'di'eved. So this is Heir Kol Pnei HaMizrach Yatsa B'di'eved. Va'afilu Shloi B'Shas HaDchak. That's even not B'Shas HaDchak, meaning you have no pressing circumstance. B'di'eved you could daven from Alois. Again, Alois means Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach. U'B'Shas HaDchak, let's say you get up early to go out. So this is also very important. Davening me alois, again alois means her pnei mizrach, is good b'di'eved. B'shas hadchak is good l'charchila. V'da the divrei shulchan aruch einam amurim rak l'inyan choivas mitzvas tefila. The words of the Shulchan Aruch were not said only regarding the obligation of the mitzvah of tefillah bavad, namely the yatsa ba'achar sheher hamizrach, the bezek kvar higiyaz mana, the zman has already come, the niskana k'neged atamid u'shchitas atamid hoya tekef misheher hamizrach, aval inyan kriyashma, but regarding kriyashma shekoydim tefillah loy ari hamechaber b'simen zeh. Look earlier in Siman Nunches. That if you're B'Shas HaDchak, you could be Yotzei Tefillah. But b'di'aved, b'shas hadchak l'chadchila, shloi b'shas hadchak b'di'aved, but kriya shema, you won't be yoytze, now, doesn't mean you won't be yoytze ever, but it won't be yoytze if you do it always, or you do it regularly. V'zeh mu'ucher mizman de'her mizrach, this is later than her mizman ha'mizrach, uv'frad kisharoytze oz laniach tefillin, and levarach lehem, especially if you want to put on tefillin them, and to make a bracha, because certainly you won't make a bracha until the Zman of Mishayakar comes. Okay, Sivkatan Hey, the Mechaber is going on. The Mechaber says the Soiv Zman Tfila is until Shlish Hayom. Says Mishmar of Imhayom Aroich Shman Esrei Shois, if the day is 18 hours long. So then have a shei shois al hayom. Then it would be 6 hours into the day. Uch shayom aroich teisha shois. If the day is 9 hours long, harei shalosh shois. Del oilam asharon shois elu lefi inyan hayom. It's always evaluated based on the length of the day. V'him nikran shois. Manio shayom is chalik l'shneim asar chalukim. Now, this is very important because there's a important and fundamental machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Gra. How do you calculate these 12 hours? Meaning, one's the starting point and one's the ending point. Does the day start with Alois until Tseis, or does it start with Hanetz until Shkia? So, well, in Sun Reish Salam Gimel Simkatan Dalet, Mishnah Berurah says, according to the Magen Avraham, you divide the day into 12 parts, from Alois until Tseis. If you do that, it's going to be earlier. So let's say these days, the Zman for tefillah,
going to be later.
It's actually going to be earlier.
The hours. It's a longer time from Alois to.
It's going to be, right. It's a longer time, but the quarter of the day. I'm sorry. The third of the day. Right. We're talking about zman tefillah now, but the same thing for zman kriya shema. So zman tefillah is Shlish Hayom, Zman Kriya Shema is Revius Hayom. So let's say today, I think Zman Kriya Shema according to the Magen Avraham was 8:16 about, and according to the Gra, it's something like 9:08, something like that. It's as early as it gets. So the Magen Avraham is about 50 minutes before the Gra. Yeah, even though it starts, it ends later, but it's a longer time, it's going to be earlier. Magen Avraham will always be earlier than the Gra. According to the Gra, you calculate from Hanetz Chama to Shkia. Okay, so you have to make sure that you daven before that time. Shayom is chalik shemasu chalik. V'inyan hashlishu shetfilas hashachar hu neged karban tamid. The tefillah shachar is connected to tamid. Ula oilam loy echaru oisay melahakra v'achar shlishayim. They never delayed bringing the tamid after a third of the day. Now, v'tzarech ligmar hatfilas shmona esrei b'toich hashlishayim. It's not enough to start. The Mishnah Berurah's opinion is when it comes to zmanim, it's not enough to start. You got to finish. Tzarech ligmar hatfilas shmona esrei b'toich hashlishayim. You got to finish the shmona esrei within one third of the day. Now, what about Chazar Sashatz? You should also finish Chazar Sashatz before. Now, this is a very important Mishnah Berurah, because the Mishnah Berurah holds that the Minchas Erev Shabbos that start 5 minutes before Shkia, they're a no-no. Now, chances are if they start 5 minutes before Shkia, it's Nusach Svard. If it's Nusach Svard, they're saying Haidu for 4 minutes. Saying Haidu for 4 minutes, you're lucky if you start the Shmona Esrei before the Shkia. But you're definitely not finishing it. So, are you allowed to daven there? For sure, b'di'eved. If there's nowhere else to daven, you could daven there, no problem. But if there's another shul, and they daven, let's say, 10 minutes before the Shkia, of course you have to daven then. Now, it would be better if they even finish the Chazaras Hashatz before the Shkia, but lots of luck finding that on an Erev Shabbos. But on a weekday, avada, you should try to find the minyan that they finish Chazar Sashatz before the Shkia. Now, this is very interesting. Let's say you're on a plane. It's very hard to evaluate when the Sof Zman Tefillah is, because it changes rapidly. Therefore, Moshe writes, if you're on a plane, you should try to daven at Hanetz HaChama. Because if you don't daven at Hanetz, you can miss the Zman. You know, it moves rapidly. I don't even know what they base it on. They base it on what time you supposedly take off. I don't even know what that means. Does takeoff mean, you know, because takeoff for the airline means when it pulls out of the, when it pulls away from the gate. But sometimes it could actually take off 25 minutes later or even later than that. So Ramosha says you should daven at Netz. The only thing is, I would say it's not so pashut, because I don't know how accurate the Netz is. You know, and if you daven too early, I guess you're better off erring on the side of davening before Netz than davening after the Zman Tefillah. Because, you know, if you miscalculate, you could end up davening before, I guess before Alois. Anyway, that's what Moshe said. Okay, Mishnah Berurah Oy Avar. If you're over the Achar Arba Shois, the Mechaber says, even though you don't get Schar for Tefillah Bezmana, you get Schar for Tefillah. Ratzolam Rishab Amazed Shas at Tefillah Acha Avar Zmana, Vacha Kach Hispalel, Afal Pikein, Yatza Yidei Chav Yatzfillah, Af Shahoysa Shaloi Bezmana, even though it was Shaloi Bezman. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Pick it up tomorrow. Regular time. Okay? Shkayach.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.